Activity 24. Student counselors talk. Listen and complete the sentences below. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Good morning, everyone. This is the second of my 3 introductory talks as overseas student counselor at the university. In the first session, you will remember we talked about the services offered in the Overseas Students Unit at the university. And in this session, I'd like to talk to you briefly about some of the problems, the most common problems that overseas students encounter when they come to study with us. After all, it's no secret that you may not find everything as easy as you would like, and we are here to help you. Firstly, I'd like to talk about the transition experienced by many students from euphoria to doubt and depression. When students arrive, they are usually excited by being in a new city with lots of attractions. Many students also enjoy the personal freedom of being in a foreign country, of meeting new friends and so on. But then when classes start, and the student feels under pressure to hand in assignments, complete all the reading, understand the differences in learning style and everything else, they may begin to feel very unsure of their ability to cope, and even wonder if they have made the right decision to come and study here. This depression phase that many students experience can be put down in the first place to simply being away from everything you are accustomed to. Being homesick is a natural thing to experience. Even students from this country whose family live in other cities experience homesickness. As part of missing home, many students find it hard to look after themselves. Cooking, cleaning, shopping, paying bills, doing the laundry, things they might never have had to do before. It's part of learning to be independent. And to overcome it, try to make friends with other students from your own country, and also with students in your classes. You'll be in class with them for a very long time, so it's worth developing friendships here to make you feel more at home. The second factor that may be at the heart of depression is one that needs to be looked at carefully. Many students achieve low marks at first, low grades for academic work, and this is a problem that all students might experience, not just overseas students. Students often come to university with very high expectations. They are used to being high achievers, to doing very well at school, so their expectations are too high when they move to a completely different learning environment. In fact, this new learning environment should not be underestimated as a cause of low grades. Students may be using a different language. They may be required to work independently for the first time. Many of you will have to present seminars, something you may never have done before in academic studies, and to do independent library research. You have to develop skills for this different style of learning before you can achieve good grades. So, to cope with this possibly huge swing in your emotional state from excitement to very low morale, my advice in this first semester of your academic life is, be realistic about what you can achieve. If your expectations are too high, you may become very depressed if you do not receive the grades you expect. A realistic approach is more sensible.